Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com. The
score! I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party! All are invited!
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
Their offense is better than that. Ben Johnson apparently told Aaron Andrews it was our simplest game plan of the year. I thought it was a little weird to go into a game with like a vanilla game plan but play all of your starters.
Yeah.
Like kind of sends mixed messages. Like, are you going for it or are you not? It seemed like he was trying to have a little bit of both there. So I know that that will not be the game plan for them against Green Bay. I think their offense will move the ball on Saturday night. The Bears, plenty of reason to doubt them. Caleb Williams, no.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
Don't wait. He's here. Danny Parkins joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. He is part of the crew on First Things First OT from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. Danny also joins us via Twitch. You can check him out, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Hi, Danny.
Layla, Marshall, Packer Week, Part 3. Let's go. Can't wait. I'm going to be in the house, willing to guarantee good vibes. It's going to be excellent. Bought the plane ticket, bought the seats, and I got to say, I'm feeling great about it. First Bears game I will have attended since the double doink.
It's going to be fine.
It's a totally different situation. Don't worry about it. But I want you guys to know this. You guys are going to be the exclusive reveal of this. I've said it on a social media piece that I'm going to the game, but I will be sitting first row behind the Bears bench.
I will be
looking over Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson's shoulder, first row, 50-yard line behind the Bears bench. Best seats in the house. I needed to be sure that someone with great vibes, the Bears have been very good to me professionally. I'm riding this Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson thing to fame and fortune. So I am going to be sitting first row behind the Bears bench for the biggest Bears game in forever, and I cannot wait.
Okay, I have so many thoughts.
Yeah,
yes?
So do I.
Wait, you, what were you going to say? You were done?
No, I don't know. Go ahead. I got a lot more. But yeah, I will be wearing a very elaborate Bears robe and outfit that Fox is providing for me, and we'll be bringing the vibes. We'll be bringing the vibes.
I was going to ask if you're sitting outside, but now this, you've taken it to another. I was like, oh, he's probably in a suite or something. But now you out here with the people? Okay.
In a robe?
Well, it's a very luscious robe. It's a very nice robe. It's very luxurious. I cannot wait for this. I'm bringing Brad's son. I'm bringing nephew Jack. which is the only problem is he's a Packer fan, but that's okay. It's so me and him are going to be there. It's a family thing, Marshall. It's family business. Score fans understand. My dad grew up in Wisconsin. Brad was raised in Wisconsin. He raised his son a Packer fan. I would be going to the game with Brad if I could, but I'm taking my nephew. So Bears Packers row 1, 50 yard line behind the Bears bench, bringing the vibes. You will see me in an orange robe. It's going to be,
of course, it's orange, not blue.
It's orange, baby.
Peacock it out.
Are you going to wear a Dicka mustache? Like, what other props? Do you
sunglasses
get the crown?
At night?
Like, when you won, do you get the crown like you had for the photo shoot?
Well, the problem is I lost the picks contests this year. I choked. I went 0-6 down the stretch. So Nick Wright took the crown off my head this week and put me in a dunce cap. So there might not be that anymore. I'm debating what goes on the head. It's not gonna be a cheese grater. I'm thinking about it. Cheese grater, but that blends in with everybody. Maybe the actual like the bear, like those Bears hats, like where it's like the animal that's a bear.
Yes.
Maybe just a Bears winter cap. I'm not sure. Sunglasses at night feels right though for this, don't you think, Marshall? If I'm wearing the robe, I may as well go sunglasses.
I was gonna say, if you're wearing the robe, I want like a robe and a matching crown. But like, are you just doing robe sunglasses, or will you have like some adornment atop your dome?
I need something to warm myself. You know what I mean? I need something to warm myself for my head. So it's either going to be a winter hat or a Bears hat. It'll be something. But I don't think crown. I don't think crown anymore.
I think it should be fur.
Fur sounds good.
Something luxurious and ridiculous.
Yeah, if the robe's going to be luxurious, you have to match it head to toe.
So I need an orange fur cap is what you're saying.
It could be blue. Okay. It could be like an orange blue, you know, mock-up.
Orange or blue mega. I'll get Christine in wardrobe on that. We'll
like
get
a
that.
Pillbox hat, just like a bigger one, just like somewhat squarish. Just put it right on top and then the Dicka like mustache and sunglass combo.
But the sunglasses are definitely.
I'm not going Dicka mustache. I want, because there'll be so many people like that. Like it's going to be a one of one look. And so. So Greg Jennings has to pay off the bet from the last one, so he should be dressing up and video conferencing into the Friday show as Ditka if he holds up his end of the bargain on our bet from the last Bears Packers game.
So, help me, if you say the word doink at that game, we can't mush this, Danny.
I understand concerns about my mushing prowess in the past, but I don't know if you followed what's happened to me. Since I left the score, I went 65% against the spread in the NFL in year one. And now I'm doing afternoons on the most popular sports talk show, First Things First. Things have been going very well. Ben Johnson comes on the show. You know, things are going very, very well. So I don't think I'm going to be mushing anything here. I don't think Bears fans need to be concerned with me being in attendance. I think this is a good thing. I think I'm bringing extra good vibe, and I couldn't sit in the corner or in a suite. I needed to be sure that the guys looking over Caleb and Ben's shoulder were fully in their corner, and so that's why I got the seats.
Yeah,
that's why I got the seats that I did.
Wouldn't you say things were going well for you at the score before, say, I don't know, the double doink, for example, or
they were going
mushing the White Sox, or
I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm like a steroid user testifying before Congress.
Are you going to point at us vehemently?
I'm not here to talk about the past. I am here to talk about the future.
Shirtless under the robe like Ben Johnson or no?
No.
Okay.
I'm not tough. No. there will be hand warmers. There will be many layers. I'm not even above a poncho if it's raining. Okay. I'm going to be comfortable.
Soft robe, Danny.
The robe, I'm very soft. I'm very soft. But hey, I'm going.
Hey, Danny, when we talked and you were like, go to the game, and I wouldn't go to the game, I went to the Packers game. I saw the comeback in real life.
Good for you.
From the south end zone.
And you lived to tell about it.
And I lived to tell about it.
Now, there's a difference between 30 degrees and -5 degrees.
Is there?
It's a big 35 degrees. Yeah, no, that's a key. It's a key 35 degrees. May I? I have something else for you guys.
Oh, please, yes. By all means.
Okay. So I need to be specific in how I say this. But again, one of the weird things that happened, like obviously we do the jobs that we do. We talk to people. We know people on and around the teams. But then when you do jobs like this, more people are willing to talk to you for whatever reason, league partnership, platform, whatever. So I've been letting some people on the team and around the team know, you know, that I'm coming to the game and all of that. And one person on the team said that that was awesome, but they also said, be sure you let Bears fans know to be quiet when our offense is on the field. When our offense is on the field, they made very clear that the Bears-Packers game, the Soldier Field was rocking, one of the best atmospheres they had ever seen at that stadium. Bears fans are amazing. But pointed out that when they play in Minnesota, in Detroit, in Green Bay, their fans are silent when their offense is on the field. This is a thing that Jay Cutler talked about in the past. Bears fans don't have familiarity with high-level, next-level offense. We don't know how to deal with it. You need to be going absolutely insane. Soldier Field needs to be rocking. They need to be able to hear it across Lake Michigan. They need to be able to hear it at wherever the hell they're going to build the next stadium, whether that be on the moon, Indiana, Arlington Heights, or Mars. But when Caleb Williams is on the field, you should be able to hear a pin drop in that place. And so this is a thing that is being discussed. They need silence when the offense is on the field and to be absolutely raucous every other moment. Is that a fair message for me to get across? And listen, I know 65,000 people are not listening right now who will be at the game, but reach one, teach one. If 500 people who are going to be at the game are listening to this, tell your section to shut the hell up when Caleb Williams is on the field. You're supposed to, it took Peyton Manning years to teach Colts fans this. Like, this is not an indictment. It's not on Bears fans. It's on how bad the offenses have been in this town for 40 years. But we got to be quiet when Caleb Williams is on the field. This matters. This is the devil is in the details when it comes to home field advantage.
I do think that I love that you're saying this because it is true, and we did have fans tell us that when the offense was on the field against Cleveland, they were already chanting Green Bay sucks, so I get it. But no, I don't think any of those people are going to be at the game. $500 is the get-in price. I don't even want to know how you got your seats. But $500 was the get-in to the building price, and if I had to guess, I don't know, the corporate types or whoever can afford those tickets, I don't know how up to snuff they're going to be on crowd agreement.
Yeah, and also there will be Packers fans there, because when I was at the game, I was like surprised how many Packers fans were there.
Yeah, regular season will be a little different than playoff for the allotment. Those will go to Bears season ticket holders who will be able to have gotten it at face value. Yes, there will definitely be some corporate type. Soldier Field's going to be rocking. This is not me admonishing Bears fans. Bears fans are great. I thought Soldier Field for that Bears-Packers game, Marshall, that you were at, is one of the loudest I've ever heard Soldier Field. So bring it. Be loud. Be crazy. But just know that people on the 53-man roster and around the current Bears organization, they're trying to build a decade plus of sustained offensive excellence. So you got to shut up when the team is on the field. If Packers fans are cheering, we can't control that. But it'll be 92% or more of Bears fans in that building. You have to be quiet when the Bears offense is on the field. So just it's being a crazy rabid fan, but also being smart.
Danny, I will say this. I agree wholeheartedly with this education that you're giving all of our listeners and each one teach one. I believe in all of that. But at the same time, I have to tell you, I'm concerned, because I think if they don't follow your advice and they don't use home field advantage in the purest form that they can, they're in trouble, because I think the Packers are better than the Bears.
Based on what?
Based on the offensive play, based on just how bad the Bears' defense has been?
Well, listen, the last 4 weeks, so the Packers are riding a four-game losing
streak. Yes, they are.
And Micah Parsons got hurt 4 games ago.
Yes.
And in those 4 games that they largely have played without Micah Parsons, they have 0 interceptions and 3 sacks. The only team in the NFL to be in their company is a team that had 4 sacks and 0 interceptions, the New York Jets. Packers have been the worst defense in football in terms of generating negative plays for the last month. They've been the worst defense in football, even worse than the Jets. So The Bears' defense is bad. I'm in complete agreement with you. But they are at least opportunistic. They get takeaways. Like, they make impactful plays. The Packers' defense is not good either. So we'll see what the weather does in terms of allowing for there to be a shootout. But these teams have played two very evenly matched games. The first game, the Bears could have won. Obviously, Caleb throws the pick on the last play. They were within 20 total yards of each other in terms of yardage in the game. They each had one sack. They each had one turnover. It was 21 first downs to 17. Like, that was an evenly matched game, and the Bears just lost it at the end. Second game, you were there. It was evenly matched. And the Bears are getting healthier. We'll see about Kyler Gordon. We'll see about Rome Odunze. But the Bears are getting healthier, and the Packers have key guys that are just not coming back at any point.
Danny, so I agree with that.
I don't agree that they are flatly better.
Well, you say flatly better. I just say this. We were talking about game control a couple of segments ago. I just think they have not. Now, if the Bears want to come out and play in the first half and be a viable football team in the first half, which they have not done in either of these matchups, yeah, you're right. But they haven't done that, and there's no proof that they will do that. So that's why Jordan Love has playoff experience. Jordan Love, he's been more consistent.
Listen, Jordan Love has playoff experience. He has a game where he scored 48 against Dallas, and he has a game where he threw three interceptions
picks.
Against Philly. You know what I mean? So, like, the Bears played a complete game against Cleveland, and then they've played inconsistent games down the stretch as well. Like, it's just, you know, yes. But here's the thing, Marshall. Every team has flaws.
Yes.
Give me a playoff team, and I'll give you their flaw. Like, there is no juggernaut out there. In AFC, NFC, 1 seed through 7 seed. So you give me the healthier team, you give me the team at home. The odds agree with you, right? The odds say on a neutral field, Green Bay is favored because by some of the sports books, the Packers are even favored by one in Chicago. Like, I'm not saying the Bears can't lose the game, but I think they've played eight quarters against Green Bay, basically to a draw on the scoreboard and in all the statistics that matter. So I think there are two very evenly matched teams, and the Bears are at home and the Bears are healthier. So I have no problem giving a slight edge to the Bears in the game.
Pack, like I said, the Bears have been playing chase from behind in both these games and needed a successful onside kick in the year 2025, which does not happen, just to win the game that they did win. I understand what you're saying about kind of neck and neck, but I'm just saying they came to Soldier Field and dominated for more than three quarters. So we'll see what happens. I hope the Bears win, but it's hard for me to sit here and say the Bears are better than the Packers based on what I've seen over the last month, and that's without Micah Parsons being on the field for the Packers.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the beauty is 60 minutes Saturday night.
We'll know. We'll find out together. We won't be together because you'll be cold and I'll be warm, but yes.
I promise you I'd much rather be where I am for the game than where you are for the game. I promise you that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you, Nick Wright posted the receipts appropriately of him talking about John Harbaugh no longer being the head coach in Baltimore. I know it's something that you guys have discussed, of course. You know, what do you think? One of the notables to me was him talking about the flashpoint of the Friday before the Bears game and how the injury report that seemingly looked doctored or something was up ended up being something that was part of what led to the fallout here. You know, what do you think about just the times that he's brought up, Nick had, based on what you're seeing now and what happened yesterday?
Nick Wright is the best person in sports media right now. Period. He should be everyone's number one pick. There is no one better. There is no one smarter. People are like, oh, he's a hot take guy. He's informed. People talk to him. People really like his stuff. The people that are in his phone, the people that he interacts with, would shock a lot of people. He has been on this. I'm obviously not going to reveal anything I know about how he knew what he's known since September. That's not something that I'm going to do. He's obviously my best friend, so I'm super biased. But he's been on it, and he was right. And now that the firing has happened and all of the quote-unquote insiders are allowed to start talking about it because the agents have given them permission, they're all catching up to something that he had 4 months ago.
I mean, that was it. You know, it's It was Bears adjacent, and that's why it became so compelling. We all knew something was up when that happened. But you can speak to the validity, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he has been proven objectively correct. You know, like he got crushed for it in September. He got crushed for it. But he doesn't care. He doesn't check his mentions because the internet isn't real. And it's a lesson for all of us to just do good work and be informed.
First thing you're eating for your game day food where you're not going to mush the Bears on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. It's funny. Yeah. So I'm flying in Saturday morning on the first flight. And then me and like, I don't know, we'll have like six guys, my high school friends that I grew up with. We're going to get lunch in the burbs together. Still figuring that out, those details as of now. And then coming down and, you know, my guy Carm over at CHGO, they throw a great tailgate. So I think I'm going to show up there. Shout out to them and hang out with my nephew. And, you know, it's going to be cold, Marshall told me. So I probably have to drink like, you know, six or seven cocktails or so during that Rams Panthers game and over the course of the day. So
six
like,
or seven?
Danny, your alcohol tolerance.
Like, I'm surprised that that's the number you landed on.
Yeah, over the course of the day.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you meant like once you got to the tailgate, six or seven, and then we're walking in.
Oh no, from like you know.
Okay, that makes more sense.
You have a cocktail or two at lunch.
Yes.
You have a few at the tailgate.
Got it.
You have a beer or two at the game.
You're good.
And you hydrate a little bit. You mix in a water. And you just, you know, hand warmers,
several maybe, waters, Danny, several waters.
Yeah. Maybe a hot chocolate with
spiked
Tallulah or Bailey.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a Malort hot chocolate at Soldier Field if you're interested.
Yeah. Listen, exactly. The world is my oyster. So I don't know. Who knows? Maybe a beef, maybe a sausage, maybe a pizza,
maybe all
maybe
three
a sandwich, maybe a fried calamari at a steakhouse. Who knows? I don't know. I'm figuring it out as we go. It's going to be, and then I'm flying back Sunday morning to be back to see my kids and watch the football games back in New York on Sunday. So in and out, like 23 hours in Chicago, right behind the bench. Look for me in an orange robe.
Can't miss you. By,
telling people to be quiet when the Bears offense is on the field, telling people to loud the other way, representing like a real NFL fan base that has a real NFL offense. Bears fans for forever, it's just been like, oh, just be loud. And it didn't matter because our quarterbacks were doofuses. And it was just, we were just a defensive organization. Now we're an offensive organization, so we got to be smart. You got to be smart fans.
I swear he threw a QB1 party. It seems to cross my memory. No worries about that. None of you bring up the word doink to Danny. Don't you do it. I don't want to hear any one of you say the word doink.
I don't want the word double. Like, let's just stay away from the whole thing.
No doubles, no doinks, no words. We are not going to mush this team.
We don't have to be superstitious anymore.
Oh, Danny, no, no, no.
Ben Johnson, all right, Caleb Williams.
Ray, take care of this man. I
don't understand. Do not live in fear. Get ready for 10 years of playoff football.
Oh, 10 years. Danny and I are aligned again. You know, we've been aligned a lot lately, Danny. I like this.
I do too.
I should have quit while I was
Nobody used the word double. Nobody used the word doink. Danny, have fun on Saturday.
That won't be hard. Thank you.
See you, Danny. Thanks.
That's Danny Parkins. I swear, if any one of you says those words to Danny, I will come find you. And don't think I won't. I have free time and revenge on my mind.
Cairo Santos will not be needed at the end of this game.
Chris Emma is next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Manily is the long snapper, and they fake it. And it's Maynard, the holder, and he fires the pass, and it's caught for the touchdown. Brian Urlacher on the reception. Pretty good imagination.
Craft beer mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
Patrick Manily.
And now, flags come down. Words back and forth. Some pushing and some shoving. And the Packers are saying that a Chicago Bear started all this. Mike Carey to tell us.
After the play was over, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, the offense number 65, that foul will be assessed on the kickoff.
Boy, that's the long snapper, Patrick Manily. 65, right in the middle.
Clearly afterwards, things get rolled up here. He must have reached up and kicked at somebody. Guy was on his back.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes.
And a ton of stuff. Of course, the Manily snap.
On 670 The Score.
You don't hit the long snapper, you're going to get kicked. Patrick Manily joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's up, Patrick?
What's up, guys? By the way, Tanny, you're unbelievable, man. Good find. Good find. But what does that tell you? If a long snapper gets a personal foul in a game, that means it's a pretty good rivalry game.
Yeah.
We got a good one coming up this weekend.
What do you think about when you hear that? What are you sitting there thinking about, Pat?
He pushed me over the pile late, man. It's bullcrap, and it's the Packers. You don't do that. So I just reacted, and I kicked him in the knee, and I shouldn't have done that. But brings back some memories of those games. They always mean more, but I love the crap talking that's going on now from the Packers, and I just think that it obviously means a lot to this city and that city up there, and I just can't wait to see what happens on the lakefront on Saturday night. But it's just a hell of a rivalry, man.
Patrick, in looking at all of your career, like you and Olin are the guys that we can really talk to about, like a bunch of playoff games played. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be? What's that week like before you play a playoff game?
Yeah, it's different, man. I was thinking about that after the Lions game. That, you know, it's unfortunate you play that way, and you have to, you know, go back and go through your tape and study all that to get better. But you got to wash that away quickly because it's a different season, right? It's an intense season. You made the playoffs after an 18-week season, so. When you walk in that building, you're like, okay, let's get through the Lions film. But everything is turned up to like 11, man. Everything is just turned up one more notch from working out in the weight room to literally like eating to your diet to your schedule. All that kind of stuff is just – everything's heightened. And then each moment in the meetings, when the coach talks, everybody's kind of leaning forward a little bit more. You're listening a little bit more. You're taking more notes. Everybody's on a little bit more during the walkthrough. You get to bed a little bit earlier at night. You might set the alarm a little bit earlier. And then, guys, when you get to – I'm going to keep talking here. When you get to the drive down to Soldier Field before a game, right, that Saturday night or it's a Sunday – say it's a Sunday game. But save them for Friday when they drive down. You start feeling a little bit more butterflies than you normally do. You know, that meeting pre-night meeting is more intense. And then that morning, man, it's on. You're like, wait a minute, what is this? This feels weird. We're the only game in town. You know, we lose, we're done. So everything is just heightened. And that whole week is just, it's a lot of fun. It's stuff you think about, you dream about, you want to be a part of, and you're finally here. And the thing is, too, guys, you got a lot of young guys on this Bears team that have never been here before. So we talk about sustained success here. Hopefully this is the first playoff of many, and they get these jitters out and they get used to this kind of feeling going forward.
Man, you talk as long as you want. You want to paint that kind of picture, dude. That's it. I mean, that's why we're lucky to talk to you and think about this. You know, it's they need to be, God, I feel like they need to be emotionally level. Because because when they come out flying like they did a month ago on Saturday night, they were a little out of control, and then once things started to go bad, they went in a hole, man, and the whole building did, but it felt like they did too. And the Packers, if anybody's going to believe that they're better, all things being equal, I feel like it's Green Bay. So, like, the Bears need to stay level and believe in themselves. That's hard to do, though, isn't it?
No. You got to have the ultimate confidence. That's BS, man. You got to believe. You got to look back what you've done on the season. You think about all the good things you've done. Go back into the mindset of, hey, we're going to take the ball away. Go back to the mindset that we can run over you with our run game. Go back to the mindset of what got you all the wins that put you in the playoffs. So you don't think about that. You can discuss and mention, you know, the first penalty on the kickoff. Hey, guys, that's stupid. Hey, Jaquan Brisker, be smarter when Jordan Love or whatever quarterback is sliding. Just be more careful and more aware of the situation. So you learn from those situations. But as far as confidence, it better be flying, man. You better believe. You got here for a reason. You're the number two seed for a reason. Look across the room. Look in the locker room. Look in meetings. Look at the talent you have on this team now. And believe those guys are going to go out and perform. That's the way you should feel, and that's the way you should look at this game.
Yeah, you just gave me that pep talk. I revealed that I'm the one who thinks that Green Bay is probably better.
I know. Well, so here it is, Speaks. The reason why I'm saying that, because you listen to these podcasts, you listen to you guys, you listen to guys all across the city, you talk to my neighbors, you talk to friends, they're nervous. Hey, man, it's okay to be nervous, but let's be positive. Don't be scared. Let's go. And that's the same way it should be in that locker room. Yeah, they're going to be nervous, but be confident. Go out there and watch. Okay, this week, watch all the successful plays you've done. Put together something for your position group and say, hey, this is who we are. We can run the rock. Caleb, these are all your great throws. DJ, these are all your great catches. Be positive going into this. Believe what's going to happen is going to happen. And I just think it's been funny this week to hear people talk that, man, it's the Packers. Now we're nervous. No, man. I felt like I wanted to line up against the Packers the entire time. Okay, they rested their starters and they're more healthy. But I still am super excited about this matchup, and I do think if we can start quickly that this matchup favors the Bears. I really do.
Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Saturday from 4 to 6:45 for the pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, our guy Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the wild card matchup. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. What's important to you looking at the matchup between these two teams?
The run game is first. So when I evaluate this game, you can't get behind early because it's kind of what happened the other games where they got behind. They had to kind of go to the pass, and that has not been their strength. So you got to lead on your strengths, right? So if they can get a lead early and put some points up early, get that run game going and control the clock, I think that's the most important thing. And then defensively, it's the takeaways, guys. We know they're not getting after the quarterback. It's just not happening. Just somehow get back to that takeaway machine and get the ball back, and I think that's important. But as far as just to get started with a lead, I think is important because that's when the Bears were most successful in the middle of the year, when they were scoring on that first and second drive. And I think if we can get back to that, you'll be okay. And then that game plan of using the run game and leaning on them will work. And you saw the Ravens do it. And you saw the Bears have run successfully on them, but they haven't been able to consistently do it because they've been behind and they haven't been able to move the chains.
I needed you like this, Pat. I needed this from you. Seriously, man.
The city needs it. Let's go.
Yeah, the city does. The city does. Like, Lawrence brought it up on Tuesday. What's it going to be like if the Packers win? I'm like, come on, man. Bad vibes.
Nope. Don't think that way. Yeah, I always say good vibes, babe. I learned it from somebody I sat next to for a little while, and I believe in that. What you put out there comes back.
Unbelievable.
but seriously, I love the idea of showing them a highlight reel.
Yeah, me too.
Of your great stuff from this year, just to remind them. Look, remember what you've done, because the truth is, they didn't finish against San Francisco. The truth is, they didn't finish against Detroit. They had the ball with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go and a chance to drive down and end that game. They didn't finish those. They finished six, but they didn't finish three other ones, including the first time up at Lambeau. So show them the other six, maybe, right? If you haven't done that.
What seed are you? What have you done? You put yourself in position to be the second seed.
Damn right.
You've had a damn good year. So go out there and let's prove it. Let's go out there and play well and do what you've done in the past to get to this point. Why not flip the last 2 weeks to back the way it was in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
They can do it.
We've seen them do it. Patrick, as always, we appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing you, Olin, and Mully on Saturday. It's going to be epic.
I can't wait, man. Go Bears, man. We'll see you.
We can tell. Patrick just got me ready, man.
This segment with Patrick Manley is brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com.
Hey, fun fact, we were going to play categories today. Instead, we're going to do it tomorrow live. We'll do it live with the listeners. The listeners can play categories with us.
Where can they play it at?
At Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Join the Score and Circa Sports Illinois tomorrow at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Our show, Spiegel and Holmes, will be live there from 2 to 6 p.m. for playoff football talk as Chicago prepares for another rematch against Green Bay. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circa Sports Illinois. That's tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It's all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Let me say, Chicago sports tickets, that's doing a lot of work there. Circa usually comes up with some very good stuff.
They know a lot of people and a lot of teams that play games now in January.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Look forward to you at the major league level. We look forward to your ascension and all the best to you.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Owen Casey, the Cubs minor league outfielder for the Iowa Cubs. He is blocked in Chicago, and I wonder, the one thing he can't answer, and I frankly don't think it's fair to ask him, if he would welcome a trade. If you're Owen Casey, would you rather start the final 50 games of the year in right field for the Florida Marlins or the Miami Marlins or the Iowa Cubs? I like our interview with Owen Casey. He sounds like a fine young man.
I think the point that
I trade him tomorrow.
I think
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That's loyalty to guests, says Mr. David, from last July with Bruce
July
inside
19th.
The clubhouse.
Yes.
And you were desperate to get rid of that guy, but they didn't trade him. He was untouchable at the end of last year, but lo and behold, they have made a move, and we are delighted to welcome in our guy, Bruce Levine. Bruce joins us on the Plumbers 911 hotline. Plumbing emergency, call 1-833-PLUM-911. Local 130 Plumbers. Get the job done right the first time. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Mully, you see the problem I have every week. He even cut me off in that interview. David does it every week. That's why we have so much fun going up and back with people like Owen Casey. But, yeah, a big move for the Cubs, certainly, yesterday, making this
well
over the last 2 years. This is a big arm that they brought in,
yes.
And it answers a lot of questions for their starting rotation, even with Justin Steele starting the year on the IL, working his way back, hopefully, in early part of spring to be a part of their rotation. But the depth that they have going into this season on paper, you know, we always love that part of it, that they go nine deep with starting pitching right now. So that is certainly something that you want to have in this day and age, the ability to have nine professional pitchers who have done well at times during their career, a part of your rotation.
What was true that day remains true today, Bruce. The Cubs are better for getting Edward Cabrera on their staff to win now rather than prioritize later. And this is now a rotation, as you point out, has some quality depth and I think puts themselves in a position to win the division and go further. The question is, number one, how should we be concerned about injuries? How much should we worry about his past?
Well, you know, the amount of inventory you gave is concerning. It's 2 years in a row that you gave three young players for a top player. Last year it was Tucker. I think that worked out pretty well, although in the long term, you know, you're going to have Smith, maybe a star player in the league. That's the price you pay. But they got a lot out of it the first half of that year, last year in Tucker. And now you're trading three more young players for Cabrera, who you have contract control of for 3 years under a relatively modest amount of money. He's probably only going to make $3.7 million this year, the first year of arbitration. That's the number where he's going to be at. So the risk as far as the elbow and having tendonitis and some questions about, you know, the longevity of his ability to throw 30 times a year as a starting pitcher, that's there. But the risk is more in the inventory of players that you gave up rather than in the fact that he might get injured down the line.
And the one thing that is not true when you made this move as opposed to last July is that Owen Casey was not blocked. There is nobody in right field ahead of him, not now, and it doesn't appear like, unless maybe Bellinger, could that be possible? The idea that now your right fielder is going to be a guy who played right field before and you didn't love it. I'm just saying, yeah. Do you trust him with 140 games in right field or 120 games? How many games will he end up starting there? Or do you believe if they get Bregman, if they get Bo Bichette, they're not going to move him to right field. So maybe Bellinger, other than that, who's your right fielder?
Well, you're right. I mean, Suzuki was not trusted in right field until last year when he had to go in and Tucker was injured. And he played actually very well in right field. There were very few Seiya Suzuki moments from 23 and 24 where he was tracking balls and didn't find them very often. We didn't see that outfielder. He was a better outfielder. Now, when you remove from that, is he capable of giving you 140 really good games out there? Is that what you're expecting to get the optimum out of his offense? And he is one of those players that really has responded well to being a designated hitter. You know, we always hear this, you know, claim by players, I can't get to the rhythm of being a DH, you know, after playing in the field. He never gave any of those excuses. He just went out there and was a true all-star player the first 3 months of the year. He didn't make the all-star team, but he was outstanding, and he was one of the main reasons why they built up a big lead and were so far over 500 going into the break that they were able to hold on in the second half, even though they were only 7 games over 500 the rest of the year and being the playoffs. So I don't have the answer for you other than I can say two names, Bellinger and the return of Tucker. We have not heard anything about the return of Tucker from anybody. Tucker had a miserable time at Wrigley Field last year, hitting .236 with an OPS under 700 and drove in 36 runs in his time at Wrigley. So maybe he doesn't even want to come back to Wrigley. We love the Cub experience, love the organization, his teammates, but not the end result. So we don't know how that's going to work out, if he's going to get a shorter-term deal than the $400 million that was initially projected. But it's Tucker, Bellinger. Bellinger seems to be the favorite among people in Chicago for returning. It's going to cost you some money because there's a bidding war going on for him right now.
Looking at this trade, it addresses one of the big needs, the offseason need for pitching, start top of the rotation stuff. Okay, that's one part of this. It suggests, though, that the companion move would be because you got a pitcher under cost control through 2029, now this isn't prospect capital. This is now financial capital. You can spend on a free agent. So, Bruce, number one, do you agree with that premise? And secondly, how would you rank the four possibilities or likelihood of guys Bichette, Bregman, Tucker, Bellinger? If those are the four guys left, what are the chances the Cubs could attract or sign any of those four?
I like the idea of Bichette, basically because he's younger. He's more athletic. You know, I mean, Bellinger's plenty athletic. Tucker, so-so. Bregman, you know, a very good player, but more likely to go back to Boston. I would say that Bichette is, you know, at age 28, leads the league in hitting in base hits most of the time, has a speed, your automatic number one hitter if you want him to be. He can bat down in the order. Versatile infielder, has not played third. The Cubs could look at him like this, guys. He's going to play third base for us this year. Shaw's going to be a super utility guy. And then if we can't sign or we don't sign or we trade Nico Horner, he's our starting second baseman after this, going down for the next 3, 4, 5 years with Dansby Swanson at shortstop. So that's the new middle of the order. That's not a popular way to look at it if you're a Cub fan, but I think it's a realistic way that they might be looking at it if they do sign Bichette.
I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Joel Sherman from New York Post, who was on I think he wrote this, but he was also on a website talking, maybe MLB Network. He was talking about why he likes what the White Sox have done. And he was talking about the things they've done in the offseason. And he said that the signing of Mooney in particular was the sort of thing that was taking advantage of the fact that a lot of that there was a window there, and that because a lot of the big names, like the ones we've just mentioned, haven't signed anywhere, that the middle class is sort of disappearing. Like a guy like that might be a fallback candidate if you couldn't get someone, get a big bat at a different position. And that guys like that are now being taken, and there are going to be teams that wind up without a superstar player and with a hole and then have to figure out how to fill it. How quickly do you believe these guys go? Why is it taking this long? And is it just the top end guys because of the money involved? Or are there other players that are kind of fallback positions if you can't land one of these guys?
You know, there's other players out there, but not the quality level of Bregman, yeah. Bichette, Tucker, and Bellinger. So, I mean, those guys are difference makers. You sign them, they're all $30 million plus players, right?
Yeah.
That's what their AAV is going to be in any contract, whether it's a short-term deal like Bellinger signed, you know, a few years ago with the Cubs, or it's a longer-term deal like you expect Tucker to get this time around. Whatever it is, there's four players, but there's realistically five teams, right? So one of the teams, you know, you're going around and around the chair, four chairs and five people, right? Somebody's going to be without a chair, right? And the most people guess, well, it might be the Cubs because they haven't been spending huge right. amounts of money, right? But they have the money to spend if they want to do it. And, you know, the consensus is that they're having conversations about all these players. I don't necessarily have any tracking on Tucker and the Cubs talking, but, you know, certainly they've talked about Bellinger and Bichette and Bregman. They've had many conversations about Bregman. They've been recently attached to Bichette in conversations. And, you know, Bellinger is, you know, that there's a bidding war maybe with the Mets and the Yankees right now.
Right.
So we don't know if he's going to end up 35 times 6 or 7. We don't know what that's going to be. But the Cubs can spend the money. They have the money. Just depends if they do it or not. And we'll wait and see if that happens. But, again, they've been called cheap by many reporters, many media, baseball media people. We'll see how it shakes out. All I know is they won 92 games last year. They should be projected in the 90s again this year after this move, and they should probably be projected to beat the Brewers in a division that they haven't won since 2017.
Bruce, quickly before we let you go, who has a better 2026, Owen Casey or Seiya Suzuki?
Well, you know, it depends on how much Casey plays. You know, I was reading Ken Rosenthal's article in The Athletic, and he said that they're looking at 2026 for Casey as a developmental year, that he might not be the 150-game player that they're traded for. I doubt that, but that's Kenny's look at it. I think that Cabrera is going to be a dominant pitcher. He keeps his health, you know, and he had the tendonitis last year a little bit that prevented him from throwing about six games. But that's the power arm you want. That's the power arm in the rotation of your Chicago Cubs, your 1, 2, and 3 pitchers with him and Horton and Boyd.
Great stuff. Appreciate it, Bruce. Great catching up
with you. All right,
guys. Thanks, Bruce.
Have a great day.
You too.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.